This is Josh Denny, and you are listening to March of the Pigs.
Step right up.
Everybody, you are tuning into the second episode of Bite Companion. This is our live podcast commentary track for my Food Network show, Ginormous Food. And on Friday, we aired our Philly episode. This is kind of fun that now that we have the TV hooked up where we can watch along.
Yeah,
because you haven't seen this yet.
I have not. No.
I'm joined by Adam Todd Brown, the look at him. It's totally. I fucked your intro. Adam Todd Brown, host of the Unpopular Opinion Show and comedian extraordinaire.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. I'm just trying to find your page. We're such good friends. When I type your name in,
it just brings
me to your personal page.
My extra personal page, which is when I do Facebook Lives of just me in the tub.
Those are my favorite.
I've been looking at houses online lately, just so I know how preposterously rich I would have to be to own a home in this city.
Yeah.
I can't get over the number of them that have like these sit down bathtubs. And I'm just like, have those ever had a purpose other than being murdered in them in a movie?
Yeah, nobody wants to sit.
Tubs are for like suicides and serial killers to come get you when you're in the tub. Like nothing good has ever happened to somebody who's just sitting in a tub by themselves.
No, definitely not. It's a good place to die. Like not just, I mean, but it's also like, you know, when it comes to celebrity deaths, like Whitney Houston's was pretty mellow.
She's in a tub?
Yeah, she just kind of got too high and decided to take a bath, because what mixes better with drugs than water you could drown in?
Yeah.
And she just, you know, slipped into the tub and fell asleep.
That means the tub was too deep.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Like, you didn't measure that out properly.
She had one of those rich people's tubs.
That's a liability for contractors.
Absolutely.
Is it too deep? I want the water to come all the way up to my neck. And they're just like, Miss Houston, we think that's a bad idea. As she's like doing rocks while they're doing the bid on her bathroom specs. So this is fun. We come in on Mondays and we live watch Ginormous Food. By the way, I love that the chef right now on Triple D, if you guys are watching, looks like Keith Carey from Roast Battle.
Oh, yeah, he does. He also kind of looks like a guy that's sometimes in Portugal the Man.
Oh, how is someone sometimes in... Well, is he also chefing for Guy Fieri or...
Well, he... I forget. He plays an instrument that...
You don't always need.
Yeah.
Bass.
Like, like when they're feeling real... Like when they're feeling really ambitious and they add like cello and shit.
Oh, wow.
There's a guy, but he does not play the cello. I can't remember what he plays.
Those fancy pants folk.
Yeah.
That's good. No, he totally looks like Keith Carey. He's even got some of his mannerisms.
Yeah, he does.
I can just picture him being like, so what we do is we put the... I can't do Keith's voice, but he's got a very raspy, deep voice. And was just on Road to Roast Battle.
Road to Roast Battle, yeah. He was on the L.A. episode.
We got
to
have Keith back on the Darkest Hour. Can we talk about that for a second? I know we're gonna do Darkest Hour podcast later tonight, but
right.
We had a Darkest Hour show Friday, and I don't know if it was just one of those nights where everything kind of came together.
Yeah.
But it was capacity. There wasn't an open seat in the entire place.
Yeah, it was a really great show. It was one of the better crowds we've had. We had a bunch of pre-sales, so it wasn't just people hanging out from the show before.
Right, and sometimes it is. Like, there's an improv show at 10:30.
Yeah.
And yeah, if that ends, or when that ends, if it ends, sometimes it doesn't. I can't do it. I can't. I'll tell you, there's a lot of if you watch this show, you can tell I can stomach a lot of things, but improv isn't one of them.
Yeah.
If we went to a restaurant that was like, we made a 13-pound improv sandwich, I'd be like, I quit the show.
Yeah, that I wouldn't blame you.
I can't do all that yes and nonsense.
Kind of insufferable.
It's really bad. It's really, really bad. But it's fun to watch in like a crappy, entertaining way. Like,
oh yeah,
ah, this is good.
I'm watching the live stream. I like that I have the light set up in a way that it's not hitting any of us.
And I also think I absolutely spaced using. No, it's on. It's right. The audio feed should be right. And nobody said we can't hear you guys, so I guess we're good.
Yeah, that's good.
We'll know when the Skype call calls in if that happens.
Yeah,
because we are relying on my oldest and best friend who is in a computer retarded. So,
oh, good.
He's like, I'm going to download the Skype and I'll call you guys. And I was like, all right, he could be outside in his garage as we speak, figuring that out.
He did manage to add me on Skype.
Oh, that's perfectly good. Then he's probably waiting for us to call him.
Oh, do you think so?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's give him a call.
Let's call him.
We're going to call my buddy. You met Sean when he was out here.
Maybe.
Yeah, he was sleeping on our couch while you were still living with us.
Oh, that yeah,
last
yeah,
April.
Of course.
And so, yeah, he was hanging out for the whole Philly episode. So I thought, what, who better to call than?
Wow, that's loud.
It is a little loud.
Oh, I had that at 90.
Oh, is that maybe why we were getting raucous feedback earlier?
Yes.
Oh, this I think is fun.
Sean, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you beautifully.
Where
are you right now? Hold on. This is a show. This isn't CVS prescription department.
Let me call you back.
Yeah. It's not a good time for me, guys. Can we reschedule? Now, if you guys want to watch along with us while we talk commentary, just flip on your old television machine.
Oh, wait. Why are we on video? That's crazy. We don't need that.
Yeah, you don't need video. Just give them the audio call. That's probably why you're getting interference in the line, too.
Well, no, I have my camera off. He has his on.
Oh, well, then you don't need to do that. We're not showing you, Sean.
Yeah, all right. Well, you didn't specify.
Yeah, we want people to watch. I don't know if you I don't know if you
I
read
I completely understand that. There we
go. I don't know if you read the comments section of on any of the Facebook stuff for the post that Food Network has shared about the show, but apparently I'm fat. I don't know if you know this. We've known each other a long time, but it's a shocking discovery on my behalf, and I'm ashamed.
Nice. I wouldn't expect anything else.
Yeah, it's hilarious to me. But I figured it'd be great to have you on this episode because you were there filming with us. So we talk about funny behind the scenes stuff. You can chime in. And
it was actually really, really fun time.
Did you have like a favorite memory from filming the Philly episode of Ginormous Food?
No, I think just the whole process was cool to check out, like how they do it. You know what I mean? It's, you know, you don't realize there's a lot more that's involved that goes into a show like that than, you know, you're there all day and it's a half hour show.
Yeah, people ask that question, like how many days of filming is it for one episode? And, you know, we spend a 12-hour day at each restaurant and that it gets edited into a 7.5-minute segment. So,
yeah, it's pretty crazy.
You weren't with us for the first day. It spread, though, right? Because we started at five in the morning.
Yeah. The next 2 days I was there.
You missed the highly offensive bagel to everyone, which apparently it broke the internet. That thing got 8.3 million views.
Really?
And I don't know if that's bagel? Breaking the internet. Yeah, the bagel. And the funny thing is people are always like, oh, look, it looks like the nays have it. Everybody hates this show. And it's like, yeah, there might be 275 people saying the same nonsense.
Yeah.
But there's also, like, of the 62,000 responses or whatever, like, 61,000 of them are likes.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Pay attention to the numbers.
Yeah, the number of people who actually go online and complain about things is always so small, but they think they're so powerful.
They do. It's like, it reminds me of that Yelp episode of South Park.
Yeah.
Where they're just like, oh, I have all the power because I'm a Yelp reviewer. This place was fun, man.
I'm a Yelper.
Yeah. I believe that you guys have a special Yelp section. It's so funny. I wore this red shirt that I'm wearing in this segment. I wore out to lunch on Saturday. I got a lot of stares.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of stares. Yeah. Almost like people are like, I bet that's that fat guy from the bagel.
Yeah. That's like I was telling Matt earlier, like the fact that you need two outfits of the same thing.
Yeah, I do. That is a funny behind the scenes. Yeah. I have a backup of every outfit I wear on the show because look at me. You know, Sauce is getting on some of that.
So you have to stand in line at this place. So I'm already out.
Yeah. Adam's done.
Yeah.
Although maybe when you see the first sandwich, you'll understand the reason. Look at this lady. She just eats a half of a thing. Also, her face was kind of like, it's okay.
Well, it's probably because she had 4 pounds of tomato on it.
Yeah, that is a lot of tomato. If you think that's a lot of tomato, wait till you see this big one we make. These girls were fun, although it took a long time to get them to say things correctly because we'd be like, I would talk to them and then they would wait. They would just freeze up. You know what that's like, Sean. You did a segment that got cut out of the show.
Yeah, I feel slighted.
We filmed the whole thing with me and Sean, and it just didn't make it. But it's just because it doesn't have time. Like, if you noticed, the only segment that made it in the next... Well, we'll talk about it in a minute because it doesn't make sense to talk about that when it's coming up versus now. But this place is amazing. If you live in Philly, you got to go here. It's called Spread Bagelry, and it's in Rittenhouse, and it's incredible. This and by the way, this sandwich that we make coming up called The Cure is the best thing I had all season. Now, when people ask me what's the best ginormous thing you had, it doesn't count. But what were you going to say, Sean?
I'd rather have that than the whale.
Yeah, well, you don't like Jew food.
Oh, there geez. It is. I'm dropping the hard J's.
Hey, look, it is a full on Jewish deal. We had a lot of people pissed off that apparently our little pop up fact here is not accurate. I think we called Yom Kippur the Jewish New Year, and they're like, no, it's the Jewish Atonement. Rosh Hashanah is the New Year, or something like that. And we were just like,
Calm down,
Jews.
Bring on the hate mail.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, you're right. We're Nazis. Because because the producer who was supposed to research the fact put the wrong thing in. Oh, my God. I'm having flavor flashbacks to this thing right now. That is the best. That's the funniest moment in the show. Adam, it doesn't make sense if you can't hear it, but I literally choked on cheese and they left it in. They left it in. That was my favorite segment all season where I go, that's got heat to it. Oh, man. Look at that thing. It's brisket, sriracha cream cheese, bacon, and egg.
The people listening at home said you can barely hear Sean.
Okay, so we're having the same problem we had before where we must just be getting room noise. That's okay. Sean, oh, shit. I just ruined the camera. And I fixed it.
Here, let me do it.
It's like this, right?
I was going to ask if you wanted me to use my microphone.
I don't think that makes a difference on our end. But if you want, if you feel special with the microphone.
I am special. I'm not special.
I mean, you're not 22 minutes special. Maybe in the 32 minute extended cut, but you didn't make the 22, buddy.
I didn't make it.
Yeah. I told you the same thing, though. Like, it don't feel bad because way more of my stuff got cut than yours.
I don't care. It was still cool. It was still cool to do it.
Yeah, it's
and
fun.
Apparently, I'm in the background in a couple shots.
You are in the background. You're like texting like a super important guy. That's me saying insane. Look at all those tomatoes, Adam.
Wow.
Is that more than you care for?
I had somebody that's
more
TV.
That's more onions than I've ever eaten in my entire life.
What'd you say, Sean?
I said I had somebody pause the TV and find me in the background and send me a picture.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, you were around a lot of days. Well, actually, it's interesting because I think if the edit is exactly the same as when I saw as we saw the preliminary edit capers. Don't know why we need those. As we saw the preliminary edit, you are actually in two restaurants. So yes. You're in the trolley car diner in the background. Because here was the problem with Philly. It was our first shot, our first shoot. Why did I say shot? It was our first shoot. And with the exception of Spread, which is always busy, the other two places didn't think it imperative to pack their restaurants for us.
Yeah.
They were just like, we'll be fine. Yeah. And then there was like two people all day. So we had to use the crew to fill in holes. In the background of some of these shots. I love how people are like, ugh, I wouldn't want a piece of that after he put its dirty hands and face all over it. Yeah, you would. You know why? Because when you there's a camera at your local bagel shop, all your standards go out the window.
Yeah,
you just go. Yeah, you guys want to pelt me? By the way, you love how my shirt's given up at the bottom down there. Those buttons
I think
are on there.
Given up. They're wearing t-shirts.
Look at them. They're those buttons are just on their last. Like, give it up for True Religion for making strong ass buttons for fat people shirts.
They are the hardest working thing on this show.
Couple of Philly's finest looking ladies there, Sean, right? You got a perspective on that?
Oh, yeah.
They look like a bunch of regular Philly. They're on their Sunday best. He's trying not to choke on the irony of that statement. Or sarcasm. I like how this girl's like, oh, you got stuff all over your face. I'd be like, well, you know, he's supposed to have a mustache. What's your excuse? It's so hard for me not to say those things while we're filming because it's the first thing that comes to mind when people are sassy or whatever. This is Larry's beautiful wife who insisted on eating that thing with us. Oh, here it is coming up. Bacon on bacon.
That's a lot of bacon. A
lot of people commented on the fact during this episode that I said it's 50% pork and 50% bacon, and they're like, hey, fuckface, that's all pork. Well, it's 50% roast pork and 50% bacon, which are two different kinds of pork.
Well, thanks for clarifying.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's all anyone wanted.
So now you got it. It's totally whatever you want. And if you're watching this on Facebook Live and you can't hear Sean, doesn't matter. He has nothing important to add.
Damn. I went through all this.
I know.
I had to download Skype for you.
Look how you had to download Skype. You guys not use Skype in Philly? Is it too expensive?
Yeah, but I'm technology illiterate.
Yeah.
So you were completely on point when you were like, oh, I don't know if he even did it. And I'm like, well, let's see if it works.
Yeah, I'm like, download Skype. I was like, for all I know, he could be in his garage with tools banging something on wood.
Well, we didn't get that far.
No, good. Hey, look, you're coming. You're moving leaps and bounds.
Yeah,
this is good. So the Jake's sandwich board. You know what really annoyed me? Do you remember, Sean, while we were filming this second act at Jake's sandwich board, we went outside and we're trying to get a segment open, and we must have been out there for an hour and a half in the rain trying to get camera move.
Walking up and down the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For like an hour and a half. And we didn't use any of it. We used like 2 seconds of me just walking, and that move that we really tried to get, we didn't even use it.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. It sucks. It was shit. I'm not happy. I'm going to send a strongly worded letter to the production and make sure that they understand. Oh, we're losing listeners. That's great. People are real riveted. It's because it's a commercial break.
I'm behind too, I think. I don't think they line up too well.
Yeah, that's the tough thing, is everybody's watching at different points, so you can't really. We're trying to do this as like a live commentary track, but if you have like weird cable or something, you're getting a different feed. So, you know, you're catching up to things we already talked about, or we're talking about things you haven't seen yet. It's a pain in the ass. If you guys are watching at this precise moment, we're watching, is that Jerry Rice selling Popeye's chicken? If it's not Jerry Rice, it just makes me look super racist.
Yeah.
Probably. Cajun wings. I'm into that.
Yeah.
It's funny. That scene that you were talking about is like it opens up when it comes back from commercial. From that scene.
Yeah. Oh, the walk up. Yeah. So that walk up we filmed. I'm not shitting you. We filmed this walk up right here about 152 times. It's raining. And we used that little snippet. And if you look in all these wides, our whole production staff are in these shots. So, like, you can see Corinne, our producer. You can see, I don't know if you can see David, our director. But, these food beauties. These are my favorite. That's my favorite part of the show.
I hate that because I'm like, man, I want to eat that now.
Yeah, well, you live in this city. At least you can go get it.
That is true.
Savoir Magazine named Philadelphia America's best sandwich city. Who are they up against? Chicago? New York delis, maybe. There's no way it's not the best sandwich city. Love this milkshake. People commenting that milkshake doesn't look very thick. Yeah, it wasn't. Well, it wasn't very thick. Partially because the mixing machine was busted, and I'm glad we left that part in too, because that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Do you Do you have any comments on young Tyler here? Sean, you got to see his abilities up close. I think
he seemed to struggle a tad.
This kid is the closest I think I've ever seen somebody almost shit all over themselves while being filmed. Like, yeah, we said action, and he froze up like Garth Algar in Wayne's World when Wayne walks out.
Was that the shake?
Yeah. It looked like milk.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because the mixer was broken, but so we just had to, like, fake it. This is real acting here when I go, it's deliciously candied milk.
Oh, that milk is just so good.
Yeah, sometimes, like, if the equipment is busted or whatever, like, it's just tough. It's hard to fake it. So we just do the best we can. You know, if you have like technical difficulties in the restaurant that day, there's no like, oh, we'll wait for the vending guy to come by and fix it and we'll just come back tomorrow. Yeah. Like, you're on a shoot schedule. You can't juggle things around. So. But they make a hell of a pork, buddy. Well, I just dropped a coaster. That's why we have backups.
I think you do that once a week.
I do it every show.
Yeah.
On purpose. Look at this. Little size comparison for the people at home. That was a little too close to home.
Hot.
Yeah. Look at this. This is what mine is, and this is what other guys is. I mean, this is what this sandwich is. By the way, you like all our equipment thrown in the background there, and it's because there's nowhere else to put it, just in the distant back of the shot. We've used that tight of roast pork now 14 times, I feel like, in this same segment. Also, I need to stop licking my lips through these like LL Cool J. I'm just sharp provolone.
Yeah, that looks pretty great.
Oh man, it's amazing. It's the best. Sharp provolone is like the best cheese.
It was a very, very good sandwich.
Yeah, you had a chunk of this too, right?
Yeah, it was really good.
Sean, you got any comments on the amount of waste on the show? People think we're just throwing out whole hoagies left and right.
No, I mean, it seemed to go pretty good. I mean, you do share with everybody, so, I mean, you get a bunch of people, it goes.
Yeah, and then not to mention, like, everyone's picking at these things on the crew, and you ate for free every day. I started to think, like, I'm pretty sure Sean's just here for the eats.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, oh, you got cut, but like, yeah, but I got to eat every day, and it was awesome.
There's our PA, Taylor, on the right, taking a perfectly timed bite right there in the blue shirt. Just right in there. And then right behind me, across from Taylor, you can't see, is our executive producer, Stephen Lerner, who's just hiding ever so perfectly behind my fat, thick shoulders. He's like, you can neither confirm or deny that's me.
Oh, he sees a little fro.
Yeah, just a little bit of executive peeking out in the back. And then I think that's Gary's wife behind me on the left. You were sitting across from her, Sean. Was that his wife?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, Gary, yeah, that's his wife. Which I didn't realize until after we shot this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like how I sit down with these this is great. These guys are going to get disbarred from medical whatever from being on this show. There's Sean in the background, two seats back.
Yeah, yep. If either one of these people were my doctor and they told me to do anything to alter my lifestyle, and then I saw this, I'd be like, fuck you.
Sean in the back.
You were on ginormous food.
Yeah, you morons. They were just students, though. They weren't actual doctors.
Oh, so they don't know food's bad for you yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they haven't been roped in by Big Pharma to get us off food. Get them off food and on the drugs.
They need to fix you. That's why you need someone to fix you when you die, almost die from the food.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said in the segment. I was like, are you guys trained enough to save me if I try to eat this whole thing? These girls are just, who taught you how to eat a sandwich? Look at them. Just.
Yeah. What is she doing?
I don't know. These girls are.
Is this restaurant the hospital?
They worked in billing. This is one of my favorite jokes at the moment. Yeah. So this was. We're switching over to Trolley Car Diner now on Germantown Avenue, which is like way. It's a strange neighborhood because, I think in like the 40s and 50s, it was like super white suburbs, and then it turned into a completely black suburb, and then now it's being re-gentrified by white hipsters.
Oh, good.
So you've got like really old white people middle-aged old black people and then asinine young white kids with like my glasses, super tight jeans.
Your beard, your clothes.
Yeah. Yeah. My stupid fat face just coming in with their TV shows, acting like they don't care. Did you, I got to say, Sean, I think the French toast was your favorite for the week. I don't want to speak for you.
That was one thing when you're talking about the wasted food, that thing ended up in front of me somehow towards the end. And I just started picking at it.
It wasn't in front of you very long because you wrecked that French toast.
No, well, somebody took it away from me, and that's very good because like, you actually said, do you want someone to take that? And I said, yeah, because I would have ate the rest of it. And
yeah.
I probably would have needed a doctor.
We have a comment. Ashley Hack says, which episode is Cincy? I hung out for a while until you showed up. What does that mean?
I don't know. She's some kind of asshole, I guess.
Could just be a typo.
Yeah, until you showed up. Oh, maybe she unfortunately missed us. Cincinnati is the sixth and final season one episode, so that'll be airing mid-February.
Yeah.
But, you know, have fun tuning in, Ashley, and not seeing yourself on TV because you have shit timing.
Did you eat?
I'm sure you left our taping to do all the awesome stuff that's happening in your life.
Did you eat Skyline Chili in Cincinnati?
No, we didn't. We went to Blue Ash Chili in Cincinnati. Oh,
how was that?
It was. You don't like Cincinnati chili.
I do not.
You have a distinct. But here's the thing. I feel like you can't even consider it chili because it's its own thing.
It's a spaghetti topping.
Yeah, it is a spaghetti topping. Yeah. That's what they do with it. She said she had to pick her son up from school. No excuse. No excuse.
Yeah. What are you doing having kids?
Yeah. Well, what a Cincinnati thing to do.
In this world? So irresponsible.
Didn't you see how the election was going to go? You decided to have kids 5 years ago? Where's your sense of... I don't know what I'm talking about. My ability to improvise goes away when I'm watching TV.
Yeah, I'm starving right now.
Yeah, this is the worst. I usually bring food to these on Mondays, and I didn't bring it tonight. Adam's probably very angry at me.
Wow.
No, that's great.
It's a party foul. Your part.
It is. Yeah. No, it's shit. I'm a shitty guest. I didn't come bearing gifts.
I'm cooking steak after this.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks. I'm looking forward to that. Adam's like, unfortunately, there's only 12 steaks, so not enough for you.
I'm going to be eating those all week, so.
Yeah, I love when people act enraged and surprised that a fat person hosts a show like this. Like, well, it's not fucking science fiction.
Yeah, who else is going to host
Who do you want hosting this thing? Aziz Ansari?
Yeah.
He don't eat. Look at him.
Oh, is he available?
No, he ain't. He's got a pretty full schedule, killing it. I think he's hosting SNL this week, you know, hack beginner shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. He's like, I would appear on your little food show. But hey, look, I'm pretty happy with how our little food show's doing. Some people, this one lady went off on me on a Facebook thread and was just like, well, obviously, based on these comments, no one's watching. And I'm like, well, 1.1 million people watched.
That's a lot.
What are the numbers like on your TV show?
Exactly.
She had no reply. She don't have one. Lunch, breakfast, dinner. Yeah, they do all that. We also film this walk and talk like 13 times because the timing is weird. Like when you have a downhill sidewalk and your cameraman's walking backwards, it's always tricky to make sure it looks smooth. This was one of my favorite segments because there's an old lady that appears in here somewhere. I don't think that was her, but might have been. But there's an old lady who was eating like chili at 10 in the morning. She had a
nice
full beer, like an English pint of beer. And people were like, Jesus Christ, this lady's like 80 something years old and she's drinking beer and eating chili at 11 in the morning.
That's
like,
amazing.
And I was like, yeah, it's Philadelphia. Like, why? It's because they don't serve a handgun on the menu. And people go, well, that's not nice to say. I'm not shitting you. We interviewed her and she was like, when is this going to air? And we said, like, well, probably sometime in December or January. And she's like, well, with any luck from the Lord above, I won't be alive to see it. Like, she was ready to be taken. Yeah, there's some totally fine Philadelphia hipsters right there. You guys just saw. Perfect example of what's happening to Germantown. Sean and I tried to go to the gym one of these nights, and we went to the gym on the, I think they call it the wrong side of the tracks.
We literally rolled into, I'm pretty sure it was a gang meeting.
Yeah, it was definitely a gang meeting. Yellow bandanas. I don't know which gang in Philly has the yellow as their color.
There were colors.
There were those were the colors.
We pulled in. I'm like, dude, you want to go in? No, just turn around and go back to the hotel.
Yeah, I was like, no working out tonight. I ain't getting shot for a little bit of cardio.
Remember that kind of happened to us once, but it was at a Burger King and they were Armenians.
Yes, we walked into an Armenian mafia meeting.
Yeah, they looked at us like, how did you know?
I also like that you think that going to a Burger King is kind of like going to the gym and running into a gang.
I love the comparison.
Yeah.
I wanted to see where I went.
Remember when we went to the gym / Burger King? Well, if you break a sweat, I guess it counts. Yeah,
that have it your way shit. You have a lot of deciding to do.
Oh, that's great. Chicken and waffles, delicious maple pecan butter. Have you ever had maple pecan butter on waffles?
I have not, but that sounds like a delight.
You don't even need syrup on this chicken and waffles because the maple pecan butter is phenomenal. Yeah,
I didn't try that.
A lot of people. Oh yeah, you missed out. I thought you did try that, Sean.
No, I didn't. I didn't try it. I didn't have that for lunch, and I tried the French toast, but I didn't try the chicken and waffles.
I like.
Upset right now.
I like how the girl's clutching her boyfriend's arm like he's run on her a few times. It's like a dog who you can't like not hold. He runs off. He chases birds if I don't hold him. Oh, this place was good, man. There was so much good diner food. You didn't even see that before we started filming. Sean and I ate an entire breakfast. We
showed up there like, you hungry? You're like, I could eat.
Oh, yeah. I guess, well, in that case, I'll have two things of Scrapple, scrambled eggs, little hashy browns, a side of toast.
I tried Scrapple in Washington, D.C. I couldn't do it.
Oh, like it. You must have had some bad Scrapple. Yeah, the branding of Scrapple is so important because if you get the bad shit, it's terrible. If you get the good shit, it's good.
Yeah.
The Scrapple was so good. After you had your Scrapple, I got a Scrapple sandwich. And you're like, oh, can I have a bite?
Yeah.
You just had Scrapple.
Yeah. Well, you can't. Good, yeah, you can't have enough of Scrapple. It's like the best. Yeah, it's the best. That's the best breakfast meat. A lot of people commented because this guy, this black dude that was dancing in this segment was in the trailer for the show. And everybody's like, oh, I wanted to see that episode. That dude was a goddamn character. We have 30 minutes of just him going off in the kitchen. That could be its own show. We walk in and the first thing he says, y'all see the game last night? Because there was Monday Night Football on before this.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, yeah, man, did you watch? And he was like, oh, no, I had accidentally self-medicated myself last night. And I woke up this morning just in time for work. And I was just like, oh, this guy full on smokes crack rocks.
You're like, wow, did not think that's where that was going.
I don't know if that's what he was talking about, but imagine the real life Tyrone Biggums in a kitchen who's just like, ooh, y'all filming a TV show. That's exactly what it was. It was amazing. He said, which one of y'all to host? My favorite thing, by the way, is when we're in there and people go, oh, I love your show so much. Do you guys, where's your host? And I'm sitting right next to them and it's like, you're completely full of shit. We're a new show. You haven't seen it. You don't love it. And you don't know who I am.
Yeah, I witnessed one of them conversations. It's kind of awkward.
Yeah, it is. It's a little awkward when that happens. So you try to just be nice about it, but in a way, you do also just want to be like, ugh, you people are stupid. Did you really think that was going to pass the sniff? Like, why? I don't understand those social situations where people feel the need to embellish how much they... It's like if you ask somebody like, hey, did you ever see the movie Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom? And somebody goes, yeah. And then you start to have a conversation about it, but they can't give you anything because they lied.
Yeah,
because
they've never actually seen it.
And it's like, what was the purpose of that? We could have moved on to something else entirely.
Yeah.
You've seen Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom.
I have.
Yeah, it's like, so when people come up to me like, oh, man, we love you. First of all, it's probably more offensive to Adam Richman and Guy Fieri because they're pretty much coming up to me and thinking I host their shows.
Yeah, that's true.
They're just like, I love your show. The way you hit all those diners and eat all those challenges. It's like, that's neither of those are me, but okay. I also love how many people just see the commercials and just assume they know what the show is. Like, they're just like, oh, just another man versus food because it's me and a bunch of big food. And it's like, that's not an eating competition show. I wonder if those same people see commercials for Empire and they're like, Jesus Christ, how many versions of Roots do we need to see? Mr. and Mrs. jumps to conclusions, Matt.
Oh, man, they modernized the Wiz again.
Oh, exactly. Like, they see one snippet of something and assume they know exactly what it's about. If you're one of those people and you listen to this, I hope you now realize how stupid you are. Oh, look, it's a fat guy and there's food in front of him. I bet you he eats it all. I bet he does. Look at his fat pig eating all the food. Well, do you want me to eat it or do you want it to go to waste? I can't win with you people.
Yeah, you're supposed to eat it.
I'm supposed to eat it all. That was the funny thing after the first episode aired. Before we aired, people were like, oh, this is so wasteful. And then after it aired, people were like, this pussy don't even try to eat it all. And it's like, okay, you can't win with anybody. Oh, yeah, we're making. By the way, this French toast. So we've shot season one in two legs. We did Philly, Baltimore, and Richmond, and then the second leg we did Nashville, Louisville, and Cincinnati, and then we kind of jumbled the air dates up a little bit just because of how we felt the episodes worked best. It's mostly in order, but we moved Louisville to the premiere, and you could definitely see a difference in my size from segment one to segment two. I'm about 10 pounds heavier in segment two than segment one. And that's just because there's too many gangs at the gyms. We got to clean these gyms up.
Do I get shot or do I just keep on these pounds?
Yeah. Yeah, I worked out when I got back to Burbank. The worst thing that's going to be outside of my gym is like veterans with cups going like, well, fake veterans, because they're just like, I served. And I was like, where? And they're just like, IHOP. And I was like,
the worst part about that gym out there is the drive home is passing fast food.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you just go to the gym out here, and then when you leave, there's 14 yogurt lands on the way back, and you're like, well, I guess I should treat myself. I did work hard today. So on the first leg, this was my absolute favorite thing that we ate, this French toast. It's delicious, and you don't have to make a ginormous one at home, idiots. You can fucking make a normal size one with the same ingredients, and it's just as delicious. And then people are like, oh, he sticks his fat face in the food. And then I use a fork and a knife. And then they're just like, ugh, why does he do it with a fork and a knife?
What a pussy.
Yeah, what a pussy with your silverware and your napkins. I don't know why I give that voice to people either, though. So that's. Oh, this is so much fun. The old biker. Look at Mike. Sean, you're in the background of that shot, too.
Another background.
You're saddled up to the bar in the background. So is the director, David.
Update that IMDb page.
Yeah.
When do I get paid?
Well, you're on what we call what do they call that when they deferred. You're on a deferred your payment is deferred. Okay. So in the event we get 14 seasons, you do get a check, yes.
Sweet.
It's deferred to season 14.
Yes. Come on, season 14.
Yeah, this was great. They saddled me in with all these little kids. So you could just see how fucking huge I am. Nothing like putting me next to little people to see how damn big I am.
Yeah.
This couple was cool, though, man. They gave us some good stuff. We had to zip that guy's shirt up because he had Star Wars shit on his shirt. And I was like, yeah, we can't afford that. Zip that up.
Of course he does.
I also think he had a Star Wars tattoo, but that could be, that might not be. Boy, we had to rush to get this idea in. We thought it was hilarious that there's all these people working out and I'm just fat sitting there watching it and then bagel.
Yeah, this was like, oh, yeah, we're going to go do some outside shots. I was like, all right. I just went back to the hotel and took a nap.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not doing any of that running stuff. Fun fact, that was one of the most miserable days of filming when we went outside there because it was like September. It was muggy and hot. The humidity was high. And so I probably got eaten alive by 7 million mosquitoes while I was sitting there eating that bagel. And I promise you, I probably ate some mosquitoes that were like resting on that bagel we had to wait for the people to run by. So it's like, I have to take the bite.
Yeah.
I can't wait for it to be mosquito free. So I probably have dinosaur DNA and Zika virus. I ate so many mosquitoes in that shot.
Gonna happen,
which, you know, we could have left unedited and just aired that on Bizarre Foods with Andrew Zimmern.
Zimmern Is it Zimmer or Zimmern?
Zimmern.
Yeah.
Zimmern.
I used to watch that show all the time.
Did you like it?
I would never eat any of that shit.
No, me neither.
I used to watch it.
Like, that's the funny thing, where people are like, ugh, the things people will do to be on television. I'm like, I'm just eating French toast. Some people are eating snake dick. That's a show.
Yeah, that's a show. I would watch just a snake dick show.
Just a show about snake dicks?
Yeah, America's Best Snake Dick.
You know, that's got to be the most disappointing part of being a snake is that you look like one giant penis. So inevitably, your penis is probably very disappointing by comparison.
Yeah, for sure.
That would be like if every person was a giant dick and then they had whatever dick they had. So it's just like, ugh, that's the word. Can you just put your whole body inside me? And then the snake's like, I'll go fuck myself.
Go fuck myself.
Maybe that's what that is. Maybe that's what the Ouroboros is, or whatever, with the image of the snake. Ouroboros, what is it? Ouroboros?
Yeah, I think it's Ouroboros.
Yeah, the snake eating itself. That's where the phrase "go fuck yourself" came from. We've reverse engineered it here tonight. So fun stuff. Well, that's our Philly episode, guys. Sean, do you have any other fond memories from that week?
No, other than how, good time, I mean, the food was delicious.
Other than how optimistic we were about the Philadelphia Eagles season at that point,
we were flying high at that point.
Yeah, we had won a game or something, and we were like, we're going, or we were 2 or 3-0 at that point, I think, and we were just like, we're winning it all this year.
And then we're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and then we won 4 more games all season. And 2 of them came in the last 2 weeks after we were already numerically eliminated from the playoffs.
Nice. Yeah.
That's a ton of fun.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us, man. I hope it was worth the time you spent with us, and I appreciate all the hard work, because you did help us out with a lot of stuff those days too.
Yeah. It was not a problem, man. I enjoyed it. It was a good time.
Maybe we'll get to come back and see. Was there anything in particular that you that surprised you about it, like something like, oh, I never thought of that, or I had no idea how that was done?
I don't know. I think, like I said earlier, like, I guess, like, the whole, like, the timing of it, you know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, they're there all day taking these shots, and, like, just, like, you see little things that go, like, by in, like, you know, 30 seconds, like one of them glamour shots of just the food, but you're just, like, because I watched the one guy, you know, film the one day.
Scott, yeah.
Yeah, Scott, and he must have been there filming it for like a half hour, 45 minutes.
Just getting that one panning shot of the food beauty.
Just trying to get the work perfect shot. So I guess, I mean, it's props to the shout out to the camera guy and the you know, the time they take, I guess, for their craft, man, because they really take it seriously, and it shows.
Well, the other
we get to see that behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, and the other thing that people don't realize too, one of the people I want to have on Bite Companion with us badly is Chanel, because Chanel is our culinary producer.
Yep.
And the amount of work that she puts into the show is unbelievable. Like, you know, when you see the bagel go from me biting it and then it goes out to the people and it's all sliced up and it's perfect, that's all Chanel. And that might seem easy when it's just a big bagel and you just cut out my piece for me to finish and then you cut up the other pieces. But there are so many situations where we take the ginormous thing and then we, like last week's episode at Muscle and Burger, she took that big burger and then went and restaged it all into little sliders for people to eat.
Oh, wow.
Or I think in that case it was like little burger kebabs. So she went in and like cubed everything up so that, and she repurposes the stuff we make so that we're not wasting anything.
Yeah.
So we usually make 2 ginormous things in every episode at least. And then everything gets kind of cut up after we get the big shots. So we need 1 ginormous thing for beauties, which are the uptight shots.
Yeah.
And then we need another one for the reveal that I take a bite out of. And then sometimes we need a 3rd one if the restaurant's really big and we want to feed a lot of people to get what's called OTFs, the on the fly interviews.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes we need more than just what the one ginormous thing feeds.
Yeah.
Because when you start cutting those up, like in the Louisville episode last week, we had a table of firemen with like 10 dudes, and that segment didn't even get into the episode because it was hard to light and the sound was a struggle because, you know, like when you're in a big booth like that, I'm mic'd up, but everybody else isn't mic'd up. So we have to wait for the boom to go over them. And it's so that was a whole double Southern Bell or 2 of them that were fed to those firemen that didn't make it into the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were in it, dude. They were in the opening, the, you know, the premiere or the commercial for it.
Uh-huh.
And you were like, I saw it. And I was like, oh, they're definitely going to be in it. Like, you, why wouldn't you put a group of firemen in there? And they weren't. And I thought that was weird. But,
yeah,
I mean, it makes sense now.
Yeah, sometimes it just boils down to the audio or the video. Sometimes the footage doesn't come out. And even if you color correct it, it looks fake or it looks weird.
Yeah.
I can tell you in that Muscle and Burger Bar, the cinematographers, Rob and Scott, were having a nightmare because if you look at the wide shot of that restaurant, they have like these weird Greek pillar looking things in the middle of the restaurant. Well, the problem with those is they cast shadows all over the whole restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
So the lights are above it. The lights shine down on that. And then they shoot shadows everywhere. So we have to diffuse that shadow with our own lights. And we don't travel with like House of Cards amount of lights.
Yeah.
That's probably a bad example because that's a pretty dark, darkly shot show. But like we don't travel with like a Seinfeld studio amount of lights.
Yeah.
I think we travel with like 3 or 4 lights. And because everything we shoot is usually pretty tight.
Yeah.
And then we'll have like a wide shot. But yeah, that you couldn't get lighting in some of those spots. Like we just couldn't put lighting in there because we didn't have the right rigging to get under those structures and then the lights were so high we couldn't turn off their lights and only use our lights.
Oh yeah.
So it was just one of those things where, you know, and these are live restaurants. You can't just be like, we're going to shut all the lights off, everybody, while we film this one shot. Yeah. So enjoy eating your burgers in the dark.
Yeah. We're gonna pick everybody up and move them.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to need to move you guys over here. I mean, and by the time we did Louisville, all the restaurants were packed. That was our second to last city. And, you know, the producers did a hell of a job of making sure that Philly didn't happen again, where people were just like, oh, we thought we'd have people, but, you know.
Yeah, that was kind of.
I texted my uncle last night, and he said he's bringing his whole family, so I thought that's all we need. Yeah. And it's just like, yeah, but people don't show. It's like the rules of promoting a comedy show. If you advertise to 1 million people, 100 might show up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, that's like the best case scenario. So
yeah, definitely.
Well, thanks for joining us, Sean. We'll let you go, and we'll wrap this thing up, but... It was fun. It was fun having you there. Fun having you on Bite Companion, and maybe we'll have you on again in the future.
Yeah, man. Let me know. I'd love to do it again. Fun time.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
All right, man. You have a good one, guys.
You too. You too.
Adam,
later.
See ya. See ya.
Just give him the bloop. Bloop him. Sounds like you're dropping him in a tub, which we decided is the ultimate death machine. Tubs.
Yeah. Well, they're the most pleasant.
So what was it? You got to finally watch an episode.
I did.
What did you think? It's
good. I'll probably watch it again with the sound on.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be.
That way you can actually.
I feel like that would add an element to it.
Yeah.
This was missing. But I'm super fucking hungry right now.
Yeah, that's the worst part about the show. You can't watch it.
Yeah.
You can't watch it. I've been craving, and it's double points tonight. There's a new sandwich chain that started opening, or I don't know if they just opened one location in North Hollywood by where I live or if they're opening a bunch of them in L.A. But Firehouse Subs just came to my neighborhood. Have you ever had one?
I've heard of it, but I've never had one.
Dude, they make the best meatball sandwich that exists.
Oh, really?
On the planet.
Oh, wow.
I mean, and when I say it's the best meatball sandwich I've ever had in my life. And I've had, in the last 14 days, I've probably had 6 of them.
Damn.
I'm not shitting you.
That's
like... I lost on the keto diet. I lost a total of about 20 pounds. I put about 4 pounds or 5 pounds of muscle back on lifting. So I went from 276 to 263. Okay. Uh-huh. Between having the flu and discovering Firehouse Subs, I've put 7 pounds back on.
Damn.
So I'm like back up to 270 because these fucking meatballs are so good.
There's a place close to here. It's either called East Side Market or East Side Deli, and they have crazy meatball subs. It's just this like kind of hole in the wall sort of place, but it's kind of back in a neighborhood, so there's tons of street parking and shit. It's great, and they have.
Are you looking for it right now?
Yeah, East Side Market. It's called on Alpine Street. It's really close. It's close to Chinatown.
Okay. It's on my way home.
Yeah,
I'll just swing through.
Fucking phenomenal. They have a great meatball sub. They have a really great Italian sausage.
Oh, I love sausage and peppers.
Yeah.
I love sausage and peppers. Yeah,
it's really good.
I haven't found a good sausage and peppers place in LA.
East Side Market.
Yeah, that's one that I definitely got to get in on, because but this place, this firehouse, is like a chain, and on Monday it's double points.
Oh wow.
So like you buy two sandwiches, counts as buying four, and then you get like a free one.
Yeah, I just found out there was a Jersey Mike's close to here. I think
Jersey Mike's is good. I like Jersey Mike's.
Good subs.
Of all the sandwich, like chain sandwich places, I think Jersey Mike's is up there, and then I would put Firehouse. Firehouse is like the Quiznos replacement, because all the Quiznos went out of business.
Oh yeah.
And now that Firehouse mostly does hot sandwiches.
Because Quiznos had a great meatball sub too.
Quiznos had a great everything.
Yeah, Quiznos was really good.
I really don't understand how they went out of business, because I felt like they made such a superior product to Subway.
Yeah, it was so much better than Subway.
It was. I mean, if you remember,
Subway's toasted subs are garbage.
Well, they started toasting because of Quiznos. Of Quiznos, yeah. And they started doing soup because of Quiznos.
No, they did soup a long time ago. Yeah, I used to work at a Subway. It was fucking hell on earth. It was right after high school.
I believe
it was a nightmare. But yeah, we did soup way back then.
Too. You ever wonder what it would be like to go back and get a fast food job now with like the fact that you like life experience wise, like you were so like I think about like this all came about because I drove through a Del Taco a couple nights ago, and this one girl works in my Del Taco is like gorgeous. I'm just like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
But I was like, what would I talk about with adults that work at a Del Taco? Like our lives are so different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like just I'm thinking about other, like my brain is in places that they've never even thought of. Like our lives are so different.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, for sure.
And I mean, I know this because I worked fast food when I was in high school, and like everybody I worked with were like ex-convicts or like ex-convicts.
I tried to get a fast food job later in life, but by that I mean I was like
25 or something.
Yeah, I was like early 20s.
Yeah.
And I just needed extra money, and Burger King was hiring, and I was like, yeah, all right, you know, I used to work at a Burger King. I'm going to have some experience.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll bump me up a quarter an hour. And I got there the first night, and they gave me this dirty fucking uniform, and they were like, go in the bathroom and put that on. I was like, one, I'm not changing clothes in your nasty fucking bathroom.
Right. That's not a changing room.
Also, wash these goddamn uniforms before you give them to people.
And press them.
Yeah. So I just went back into the bathroom stall and dropped the uniform there
and left.
No, not even in the toilet. I just left it there like a Burger King employee went on break and then just got raptured up to heaven. And left his clothes in the stall.
That's hilarious. Then, like you think you left them a mystery. Yeah. On top of walking out on the job, that they were like,
what happened to
something
him?
Something took Adam.
I also tried to get a job. I tried to get a hosting job at a TGI Fridays.
Okay.
And I was in the door. And then the last thing they told me in the interview was like, yeah, so your responsibilities when people come in, you know, you'll help seat them. You'll help out the wait staff. You'll clean the bathrooms. And I was like, wait, what? I'm going to wait. I'm going to clean the bathrooms? No, I'm not. No, I'm almost 30.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. So I just quit that job.
Yeah, I'm 30,
without ever going.
I'm 33 now, and I live with my girlfriend, which means I clean bathrooms every day. So I should have had no fucking qualms about it when I was 16.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just like, and yeah, if you thought cleaning bathrooms in a fast food restaurant is disgusting, marry a chick, and you'll realize real soon. I get the appeal of homosexuality just from a tidiness perspective.
Yeah, if you've ever had to clean a female bathroom,
yeah,
that's
horrific.
Adventure.
I don't know if my girlfriend brushes her teeth with a fucking machine gun, but I don't know how you get toothpaste 4 feet up on the mirror. How do you get toothpaste specks at the top of the mirror that's a foot above my head?
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's just like, and the sink is always wet. Like they can't just wash their hands in the thing. It's got to somehow get the shower wet at the same time. Like she just has no regard. She's got no decency.
No shame.
No shame. She is just a fucking slut. It's like when they get into the confines of that, she'll literally be like, "What? Can you not leave your socks in the doorway of the bedroom?" And I just like, "Shall we take a tour of the bathroom real quick for 1 second?" Like, if I lick my finger and go like this across the floor, your filthy Iranian hairs will clump up like a cat died in here 17 years ago and no one found its hairs. Sorry, it just turned into my ventilation hour. Needless to say, ladies, you're gross. Well, we do have some people listening, and does anybody have any Q&A? I don't know why I didn't think we could do Q&A last time when we did one of these, but the questions pop up right on the thing, so if people have comments or questions.
Someone says, Brian Siegel says, any chance of an Adam Richman cameo? Parentheses, man versus food, in case you didn't know.
Yeah,
love both the shows. Am I not enough Adam for motherfuckers?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we have an Adam. We have Adam Todd Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's better than Adam Richman.
Sorry I'm not vomiting a milkshake on the table.
I also just want to say this, and this might get me into a little hot water, but I don't care. People go, this guy's going to eat himself fat, and then he's going to be so unhealthy, he's going to have to quit the show like Man versus Food. Now, I don't know how many people understand this, but it wasn't like the network went to Adam and said, hey, you're fucking fat. The show's on hiatus until you lose weight. Like, that's a personal choice that he made to stop doing Man versus Food. And by the way, it was like the highest rated show in the history of Travel Channel.
Yeah.
Meaning it did the numbers that my show is doing on a network that never does those numbers. Like, almost every show does about the numbers my show does on Food Network. I don't know what it did this Friday because we won't see numbers until tomorrow now because of the holiday.
Yeah.
But that thing did 1.1 million or 1.5 million viewers on its premiere on Travel, which averages around 400,000 viewers.
Damn.
So that was the biggest hit of all time. And our show was originally developed by the producers at Travel. And when we were developing my show and doing the pilot in San Antonio, our producer was like, dude, we would love to have Man versus. We would take him back tomorrow if he would do it.
Yeah.
They were like, we would even love to reboot it with a new host. But Adam is a producer on that show and is somehow an owner of the rights to it. And they can't just roll it with a new host without buying him out.
Yeah, yeah.
And he would still have to want to sell it. So, you know, it's one of those things like it's a choice for all of us to do these kinds of shows. And nobody should ever look at me and go, oh, he's subjecting himself to being unhealthy for the sake of a TV show. Like, that's my choice. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
And also, I'd be willing to bet that most of the people that are commenting like that, I could probably run circles around in the gym.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, I'm in pretty good health for somebody who's carrying a lot of extra weight. I can only imagine how fucking huge I would be if I didn't go to the gym as much as I do and didn't try to eat right as often as I do. But it's one of those things where he didn't have a heart attack on the show and then decide he was going to do it. And he didn't have to go vegan. Like, I don't know the dude's personal medical history, but that was a moral choice.
Yeah.
To go, hey, I don't want to do this kind of television anymore, and I'm going to do something else. Like, I am not the same kind of dude. Like, I will do this show for 32 seasons if they let me.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. I enjoy food. And believe you me, I will, depending on the episode and the workload, like the episodic schedule and the workload, if we get more episodes, I'm going to have to adjust how I work out on the road to be able to keep doing it because you won't have breaks. Like, it'll be two weeks on, a week off. And even if you worked out every day on your week off, you'd still be a little bit behind the caloric intake. And I'm not doing eating challenges, so I don't eat nearly as much as Adam does. But the reality of the situation is you're going to gain weight doing a show like that if you're not working out because, like, you guys only see what we film. These people are passionate chefs that love what they do. So when we cut, they're like, now you must try my baklava.
Yeah.
And now you must try the they're just pushing more and more stuff. Like, they want you to go home and tell everybody about their food.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah, I'm just rambling on. Any other? That was a good question, though. And so, no cameos from Adam. I don't know how Guy or Adam feel about our show. Like, I haven't met either of them. I think Adam does some stuff with Cooking Channel now or Travel maybe, but I don't think he does a lot with food. And obviously, Guy has the biggest show. He's the face of the network on food. So the only time I would probably meet those guys is on Upfronts. But I can tell you, whether you think it's an easy job, it is not. It's not a walk in the park. Like, doing a show like this, as you heard Sean talk about, it's 12 to 13 hour days. That's not including your travel to and from the place.
Right.
And it's not the same energy of you go to a job and sit in a cubicle for 8 hours. It's like, imagine doing a live stand-up show that lasts for 12 hours and you're performing for about 3 hours of it.
Yeah.
Like, you've done an hour before or an hour and change. When you come off, you feel like you just played a fucking basketball game.
Yeah, for sure.
It's exhausting. You're talking, you're projecting. So when you're performing like that on camera, it's a long thing. And so I'll say this about Guy and Adam. Anybody that can do 100 plus shows of this kind of show has my respect.
Yeah.
Like, Guy Fieri's done 26 seasons of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. And I don't know how many episodes that is, but it's probably north of 500.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And then he's also done Guy's Grocery Games and Minute to Win It. He did Guy's Big Bite. He's had like six shows in different iterations. So, you know, I'm sure they're going to have a little bit of a redheaded stepchild, new kid on the block reaction to me and to our show if we succeed and we continue to do more episodes and we're not just a blip on the radar. But yeah, I have total respect for those guys. And if they ever wanted to make an appearance on our show, I would absolutely love to have them.
Yeah. Makes sense.
That's a good question, though. Thanks, Brian Siegel. Any other? God damn it. I just did the thing again.
No, not really any questions. Someone says they can't wait for the Baltimore show to premiere.
Baltimore premiere is Friday.
Friday.
January 20th.
Nice.
That's this coming Friday. So what are we at for minute time? We didn't run the clock because we were watching TV.
Well, we started at 8, so we're... Well, we started a little before... Yeah, we started 10 minutes before 8, so we're right... About an hour right now.
Oh, okay. So we're right on time. Well, if you guys don't have any other Q&As, we'll get out of here because we're gonna switch over and do our first ever darkest hour.
Is Disney coming?
Yeah, he's coming.
Oh, nice. What time's he coming?
I told him like 9:30.
Okay, cool.
So I don't know where we're at on that.
So I might eat 9 o'clock. I might cook a steak in between.
That's fine.
You want a steak?
I'm good. I'm all set. I appreciate the offer, but
of course
I wouldn't take your steak.
We could probably talk about all this off the stream too. Maybe. I don't know.
No, the people want to see. Listen, all eight of these people that are
logged in. You want to watch me cook a steak? I'll go. Food Network
I'll just
fans.
Carry the camera in and we'll just do a live cooking demo for Adam. Just Adam can just make a steak.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what you do to steak.
Oh, it's so good.
What do you mean? You do a steak sauce? What do you do, a glaze?
No, I just do spices. I do... four spices. Very simple.
I only use salt and pepper.
I use salt, pepper, garlic powder, and cayenne.
Oh, you put all that on the steak?
Yeah.
And you give it a nice little
That's
rub
kind
down.
Of my go-to seasoning on
everything.
I put it on pork chops, on burgers.
Chicken wings. That is kind of the go-to. That is a good base for every kind of sauce. Like if you have cayenne and garlic powder, salt and pepper, you're probably in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
The other one that I started using a lot that I really like is cumin.
Cumin.
Yeah, because it gives it, it's like the texture of pepper, but it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
It's like almost like a milder pepper, you know, if you're a total pussy. And pepper's too spicy for you.
Yeah, I'm going to go eat a steak.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for tuning in, guys. I hope you enjoyed this Bite Companion. We'll be back next Monday.
Yep.
Live again, and hopefully we'll get this audio thing figured out with this. We don't know what the problem is, but it's something to do with... how we broadcast on Facebook Live, and it's not picking up our board or all the aspects of the board.
Yeah.
But we'll get it figured out. Thank you guys for tuning in. And as always, the audio of this will be up tomorrow morning.
Nice.
On at Blog Talk Radio on iTunes. And then don't forget to check out Unpopular Opinion Podcast.
Yeah, all of our podcasts are on iTunes now. Most of them, all of our weekly podcasts. Go to unpops.com/shows.
Yeah.
All the information is there.
Gives you the full lineup, tells you what shows are paid shows, what shows are free shows. And some of you guys might be like, ugh, paid shows. Yeah, it's $5 for a million shows.
Yeah, it's $5 a month, and you get 8 to 10 different shows each week.
And they're all very good shows.
Yeah.
They're all very good with different hosts, different comedians.
And we're about to record one now.
Yeah, the first ever Darkest Hour podcast. So if you are an Unpops listener, we're going to broadcast on the Unpops page, right?
Yeah.
So if you're a subscriber?
No, I don't think we're going to
broadcast
stream.
That. Okay.
No. I'm just going to record the audio.
You heard it here first, everybody. Adam's all good on money.
I don't need you watching.
No, we don't need them. We don't need these. I don't want these Food Network people tuning into my stuff. All right, cool. Thanks, guys. And that's it. That's all we have for you.
Yep. That's it. Later. Hey, big.